Let's go from Wisconsin out to Bakersfield, California. Brenda, how can I help you?
Hi, I have a question. I was diagnosed with chronic insomnia. I used to do shift work, and I can't sleep at all, like naturally. And I've been put on different meds, and every med that I take is counterproductive. It's really bad, and the doctor says that this person, people that are prone to, like, they could, it affects them, you know? And I've been put in so many different kinds of meds, and my chronic insomnia is still there. It's so hard when your body's so tired and you cannot sleep no matter how hard you try. Sometimes it'll come, but you need to take that pill, and you know it's going to affect you. And when it's not that, it's either I can't breathe or you know, something hurts my body. And I pray, and I ask the Lord to help me. And I have 4 children, and my husband has a thyroid condition, and he has seizures. And I don't understand. I'm seeking him. I go to the Blessed Sacrament. I go to communion. I try to pray the rosary with my family, and I don't see, I just don't feel him, and I pray every day, and it just, it seems as if it's getting worse instead of getting better. And if he said that he wouldn't give us more than we could handle, why is he allowing this?
Okay, Brenda, I'm very, very sorry for your pain and suffering for both you and your husband. I believe, I don't know because I'm not your spiritual director confessor, but from way you describe your particular ailment, I believe God is calling you to a great love, to unite yourself with him. I know it's easier said than done for someone, but I think of Hebrews chapter 12, you know, because God does allow people to suffer, and the people say, well, why would he let us suffer? Well, that suffering can be offered in union with what he did on the cross. And the scriptures tell us that that's a source of grace. For example, in Paul's letter, Colossians 1:24, Paul talks about his own suffering. You know, he was scourged. He was shipwrecked. He was almost killed. He was almost stoned to death, barely surviving and then recovering. He suffered so much, and he offered that for his ministry. In a similar way, there are people on this earth who are intercessors for us, who offer their suffering for the sake of the church and for the sake of all the evangelization and apostle that's going on out there. And in chapter 12 of the letter of the Hebrews, it says, therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, the author's talking about the saints, let us rid ourselves of every burden and sin that clings to us and persevere in running the race that lies before us, while keeping our eyes fixed on Jesus, the leader and perfecter of faith. For the sake of the joy that lay before him, he endured the cross, despising its shame, and has taken his seat at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider how he endured such opposition from sinners in order that you may not grow weary and lose heart. In your struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding blood. You have also forgotten the exhortation addressed to you as sons. My son, do not disdain the discipline of the Lord or lose heart when reproved by him. For whom the Lord loves, he disciplines. He scourges every son he acknowledges. It goes on from there. You might want to meditate on Hebrews 12. But Brenda, you're right. He won't send you more than you can handle. You might be right at your wit's end, but this, you have opportunity to be a great intercessor for us. And I'll tell you, as a priest and as a president of a college, as a, you know, someone who does radio and tries the new evangelization, we need people like you who are interceding for us and offering this great pain and suffering to the Lord for us, because we need that, those prayer warriors behind us. I know it's a difficult vocation, much more difficult than mine, but I beg you to just persevere, knowing how much you are loved by God and by that great cloud of witnesses, the saints and angels who are surrounding you and your husband.
But I go to the Blessed Sacrament, and I have just to feel his presence, to feel the comfort of the Lord. You know, St. Paul had the comfort of the Lord. He knew that Jesus loved him. He felt him. I go to the Blessed Sacrament and I just don't feel him, and I still pray and I still seek him, but why won't he give me at least that comfort to know, like, to say I'm here, you know, I love you.
Well, he is, let me say it for him, because he has ordained me to preach in his name. He does love you, and he is present. You know, Mother Teresa went decades without feeling the presence of the Lord. Teresa of Avila, the same way. I really think the Lord is making you a great saint, and I know how difficult it can be to become the great saint that he's making you. But I really urge you, it sounds very much like you're so advanced in the spiritual life, you need a spiritual director or confessor who can walk you through this difficult time, this time of suffering, this time of dryness, this time of darkness in prayer. You know, St. John of the Cross and others have written about this. I was reading earlier in the day a little excerpt from De Cachard, who wrote about the abandonment to divine providence. And this is exactly the type of reading and guidance you need. So don't try to struggle on this alone. Reach out for that spiritual director, just like you've reached out for doctors to try to help your medical condition. Reach out to spiritual doctors who can help you in this time of dryness, because like St. Joseph today in the readings, we need this perfect self-abandonment to the Lord, but it's so much easier said than done. So, Brenda, persevere. We're praying with you. You now have the whole Relevant Radio audience praying along with you, and reach out for that local help that will help guide you through this period, because it's a time of great grace for you if you can embrace it and be guided through it, okay?
Yeah, I'm sorry, because no sleeping. Oh, my Lord, that is torture.
I can not even begin to imagine, because having served in the military and also been in situations where I've had to stay up for long periods because of things going on around me and my ministry, I know how quickly it begins to erode your rationality. I know how it affects even that way you think. So, Brenda, reach out for that help that the community is ready to give you. I know there's people in the community there in California ready to give it to you. I can't tell you who they are because I don't live in Bakersfield, but there's a great community of saints there too. And you're surrounded by a cloud of witnesses. So reach out for that spiritual help at this stage. And we'll be praying with you, Brenda, as we approach Christmas. Thank you. We need to take a short break here on Go Ask Your Father. Our number here is 888-914-9149. That's 888-914-9149. We'll be right back with more of Go Ask Your Father. We're going to talk about prayer, about gossip, and prayers of petition. And we'll be right back with more of Go Ask Your Father.